you'd returned. I thought that you were standing over me. When I woke, there was no one there. I still love you, girl, from Mars. Do you remember the time I knew a girl from Mars? I don't know if you knew that. Always there, but thank God you knew we were doing cigars. Wish you never told me her name. Do you remember the time I knew a girl from Mars? I don't know if you knew that. Always there, but thank God you knew we were doing cigars. And I'll still dream of you. I still love you, girl from Mars.
Apart, worlds apart, worlds apart. My Bloody Valentine wrapping up that set of music for Irish bands. Kevin Shields, the leader of My Bloody Valentine, actually was born in Queens. His parents were Irish, and then when he was 10, they moved back to Dublin, and he formed the band in 1983 at the age of 20 in Dublin. So that's just some news for you. Anyway, My Bloody Valentine with When You Sleep from that classic Loveless album. U2 went back to Boy because I was told through multiple emails, if you're playing U2, you better play something off of one of the first two albums. So I played some Stories for Boys. Also played some Cactus World News. Yeah, I try to dig a little obscure on the Irish band's Worlds Apart from their Urban Beaches album. And I start off the entire set with Ash and Girl from Mars. My name is Paul. This is a show called Viva La Mac. If you're listening to an encore presentation or just the regular show, my show's over. Thanks so much for listening. So did you believe that? Did you think my show was actually over? Since it's already 10 minutes after 1 a.m. and my show only goes till 1? You're sadly mistaken, because I have a bonus. I have two bonus songs for the Viva La Mac listeners, those who just dared to stay up this late. And then the show will be over. Well, had a request for some Rory Gallagher. It wasn't quite fitting in my show, but I didn't want to not play it. It's Philby. It's Rory Gallagher here on Viva La Mac.
There's a voice on the telephone. Gonna burn on slow. suspicion there's a voice on the telephone.
One. to the days that will flash before our eyes. At the end, yours are the words that will whisper in my body as it fades. Yours is the laughter burned into my days, locked away in every cell. I came, I saw, as I unpeeled you, you realized you loved me enough to leave me forever. We'll be right back.
It takes 6 seconds or the length of 2 football fields for a large truck traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. Never cut in front of an 18-wheeler for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hi, y'all. This is Sheridan Daniels. You're listening to my buddy, Eric Jackson Lurie, on WRCT 88.3 FM. Do you know me? Of course you do. Though maybe you haven't seen me in a little while. I'm that drum beat coming through your car radio. And I'm that thumping bass that drags you along with the rhythm. I'm that part of music that makes you want to dance. I'm a pure gospel song issuing forth from a Sunday morning church house. The winds of change may blow the tree away, but the roots remain. Then, now, and until the end.
Courts in session. The defender of the faith. The defender of the gates. Your host, Eric Jackson Lurie.
Good evening, Pittsburgh. You're listening to WRCT 88.3 FM, streaming online at WRCT.org, WWRO, Kibler, California, 103.3 FM, Time Travel Radio. I'm your rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, and this is Courts in Session, heard here every Thursday night from 8 to 10:30. Rock and roll, country, and soul is coming your way for the next 2.5 hours. Tonight's show is brought to you in part by Sidecar Bakery in North Oakland. Whether you're looking for a casual place to study or a great place to meet friends, they're here for you. Always serving scratch-made pastries, a full coffee bar, and six packs to go in a cozy cafe setting. Open 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday, and 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Sunday. Sidecar Bakery, our sponsor for this hour of Courts in Session. And ladies and gentlemen, no phone calls tonight. Tonight's show is pre-recorded. A trial has me away from the station, but hopefully I'll be back next week with a whole new set of live music for you. Tonight's show, however, will have a special presentation of the massive music weekend special we aired 2 weeks ago in honor of Nectar's 50th anniversary of Remember the Future. It entailed a pre-recorded interview with Mo Moore of Nectar talking about the classic prog rock album and the future of the band. That interview will be coming up a little bit later in the first hour of tonight's show. In the interim, we're going to go back to a show we played a couple weeks ago. Sit back, turn on your stereo, turn up your radio, and let's spend the night together. So we got a lot of requests to get to tonight. We're going to have a really good time from the looks of things. And ladies and gentlemen, you don't want to change that dial. Because coming up in a little bit tonight, we're going to have heavy metal legend, one of the pioneers of the genre, Mick Box, original founding member of Uriah Heep, joining us tonight, talking about the brand new Uriah Heep album. And we're going to have a lot of fun with that. So in honor of Mick Box joining us later tonight, let's kick off tonight's show with some Uriah Heep. Sending this out by request to Sarah. This is Something or Nothing. WRCT 88.3 FM.
Never a day when shot down. Hey, little girl, I play the guitar. I even drive a Cadillac car. Big man in town, but I've been shot down. I thought we was having fun. Now see what you've done.
Okay, this is brand new from rock and roll legend Ian Hunter, featuring Ringo Starr.
Shelter from the storm, and I was proud to be a fall in the bed of roses. You can never go back, so they say.
Just tuning in, tonight's show is pre-recorded, so no phone calls or requests to the studio. A couple of weeks ago, WRCT celebrated their annual Massive Music Weekend, which consisted of all the DJs here at the station playing 30-minute sets of some of their favorite artists. I chose the prog rock band Nectar and was honored to do an interview with original founding member, singer, and bassist Mo Moore. The interview focused around the 50th anniversary of their classic album, Remember the Future. That interview is coming up now. WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM, streaming online at WRCT.org. I'm your rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, and you're listening to Massive Music Weekend. From Friday at noon to Sunday night, we'll be spinning 58 straight hours of our favorite artists and bands. You can visit WRCT.org to view the full schedule for our annual music marathon. And for the next 30 minutes, we're going to celebrate the 50th anniversary of the classic prog rock album, Remember the Future, by Nectar. And in just a few minutes, we'll be joined by founding member Mo Moore to talk about this prog rock masterpiece. So keep your dial locked in to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM.
Last bit.
You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. This is Massive Music Weekend, and we are celebrating the 50th anniversary of Remember the Future, the classic prog rock album by Nectar. And on the phone with us, we have original founding member, Mo Moore. Mo, how are you?
I'm good, man. I'm good. We're in our 52nd year as a band. Remember the Future was our biggest album. That's what brought us to the United States in 74. And I really like that album. It's a great album. We had a lot of fun making it.
You know, Remember the Future was several albums into the band's discography. Looking back at this great music, tell us what the band's focus was when you were recording this classic album.
So we'd written Remember the Future. Basically, we always write the music first and then we write the lyrics. And we went in the studio and we had 5 days to record it. And they said to us, I said, well, does it matter if we have the studio for 24 hours a day? And they said, yeah. So we did a 36-hour session, a 72-hour session, and two more long sessions before we went and mixed it in London. And we were writing the lyrics as we went. It took us 2 days to put the basic tracks down. Basic tracks being guitar, bass, drums and keyboards. So we like to do all the music live and then you add to it the vocals or maybe another guitar or maybe another keyboard. We never did a lot of overdubbing. It was mainly live. And we were doing lyrics as they were coming out in the studio. We were writing the lyrics. Mick Brockett and I were writing the lyrics and getting them in so that Roy could sing them. And I went in with the lyrics for Let It Grow, and I went in the studio and I would sing This Is How We Hear It. And I sang it, and they said, well, that's it. You're going to sing it on the album. So that's how come that I sing it.
Wow, that's amazing. You weren't even intending to be the lead singer at the time.
No.
Now, the statute of limitations has passed. We're talking 50 years ago. Dare I ask you on the radio how you stayed up for all those sessions?
Oh, yeah, we had they call them AN1s, the German speed, I guess. They're over the counter. It wasn't anything illegal, but boy, they were good. We had a couple of bottles of them. We were feeding them to the engineers.
Well, something worked right. There's no question about that. Let's get back to the music. WRCT 88.3 FM.